Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
What is up, Amber?
Woohoo! I'm excited. And you know what? The community has been emailing me this morning saying that they're so excited for our live stream today.
That is fantastic. I'll tell you what.
I love you guys.
Hey. man, this is so cool. You had courage recently. I got to give you a shout out. I read on your Facebook that you got bullied when you were younger and you were vulnerable and went brave on all of us. And you recently shared that story.
Yeah. You know, I'm perfectly happy to tell the story. It was a trauma back when I was 16 for sure. But I've done a lot of work to face it head on and lean into it. And so now I can openly talk about it. Almost I have to catch myself because I think like people are going to be shocked hearing this. So I can't just roll over it like it was no big deal because it's their first time hearing this story and it's a hard, hard story. So then I tried to put myself like remember and I put myself in that situation so that we can share in that memory together, share in the experience together. But anyway, I do remember the first time that I opened up. It was actually, I don't even know, maybe 5 years ago now, Carrie. And I opened up on a podcast. I don't even remember who the host was at this point. I'm sorry to say, but the guy was floored, absolutely floored, because people look at me and they see this like bright, happy, smiley, energetic person. I'm confident. And to hear that that wasn't always the case and that actually I was a very like broken individual and I didn't have confidence and I didn't have friends and I didn't use my voice, couldn't really talk to people, didn't feel like I had value. I was depressed growing up and it all culminated in this moment. And so, you know, the beautiful, you know, takeaway from that is that you can lean in and you can learn a lot about yourself and you can lovingly move through those fears and those challenges and then step into the person that you're really proud to be so that you can share the journey with other people and bring them along with you. And it's really beautiful, but people are often shocked that I wasn't always this way.
Yeah. That you got bullied, that girls surrounded you. I mean, I didn't hear the whole story and tell you what, five girls. Let's definitely go into that deep next time we chat, because I think that Christy and Matthew and all these amazing people, Yovina, they're all sharing, like they resonate. And folks, maybe that's why you and I connected so quickly, because I'm just going to ask you straight up, because this was my story. Maybe you've never shared this. I don't know. This is unplanned, by the way.
I'm on the spot. I'm not anything.
So you struggled with depression?
Yeah.
Did you struggle with suicidal thoughts?
I did not. Okay. No, I don't know why. I've actually questioned why, because I know that that's a very, very common thing. Like way more common than anybody would think.
Oh yeah.
It's very normal to have those fleeting thoughts. I think oftentimes it's more out of a curiosity than it is like a serious, like I have a plan and I don't want to be around anymore.
Oh yeah.
But I'm really glad that you went there, because, you know, right now what I'm seeing, Carrie, is, man, people's mental health is, it's in the scariest place that I've ever observed.
Yeah.
And I feel like as leaders, if you and I are not bringing that into conversations on a regular basis in a public format, shame on us.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of people know my story, but I definitely struggled with suicidal thoughts. I mean, I was just done, you know, I was done with life. I thought God you know, abandon me, just, you know, but it was also you said you struggled with worth. And I think that's a very common thing for authors. In fact, my story was one of self-injury, not because of any other reason, that I was angry that I wasn't perfect. I wanted you to hear Amber's story because you're right. People do see you and say, oh my gosh, look at, she's a magnet to, you know, positivity and joy and passion. And yet you were surrounded by five girls when you were 16 and bullied and threatened and traumatized. And I think that the enemy in life allows those things because they know how dangerous we are if we connect and work through this. In other words, if people are in pain today, it's because you have a great message inside you and life's trying to throw you down. But as you push through that, and you've seen this, Amber, with all your authors. I mean, you have a lot of authors, and they, don't you think there's a theme that the best authors have a pain that becomes their platform?
Yeah. Well, I think that's true for everybody. And I think that one thing I can share as a takeaway that will help turn things around for anybody that's listening is to, if anything that you're feeling inside, like, I don't know if I should do this, I'm uncomfortable, I'm depressed, I just feel off right now, like something doesn't feel right, I don't know what my future is, uncertainty, there's all this drama around the election too, and it's so much, you're probably having relationship issues, you know, your kids might be home and you're exhausted and you're not doing enough self-care, like in those moments, here's my advice for you. It is to project outward. Isaac, my business partner, I've been bringing him up a lot this week because of this phrase, off self, on purpose, is similar, where it's like, stop living in here and running this tape of all the stuff that's weighing you down, and instead do anything, do one small thing for somebody else. Focus outward, be in love, be in service, give value, be kind to somebody. Mm-hmm. Random acts of kindness, strangers, people that you do know, checking in, just keep focused outward. And I got to tell you, Carrie, that the more I do that, the more joy filled I feel inside, the more confident I feel, the happier I am, the better I sleep, the more energy I have, the more confidence I have. And then when I have to send an email to somebody like you did, you know, and those nerves start coming up, I crush those nerves because it's not about me. In that moment, I make it about them, the person I'm sending the email to. So well, I think
you hinted at it. Let's bring it up. So this is where I got hacked, the author of Unhackable. So I was crushing it for everything, like marketing, everything. Promotion,
crushed it.
Pages, you know, like the Unhackable Influencer Box, Unhackable Club. I mean, boom, 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 boom. But then we came to the spot where you kept saying, where are your influencers, Carrie?
Meaning the relationships, the people who are going to email and social media on behalf of Carrie during the book launch. We need promoters, promotional partners, right?
Yeah, you kept saying that. Your team kept saying that. And I'll tell you what, I let one weekend go by. I let another weekend go by. I mean, I think I was in like the third week.
You were.
and you're like, dude, what's going on?
Carrie.
Here's what I said. I said, A, I don't want to be that guy who goes and, you know, hey, can you support my book? Can you support my book?
Who feels like this right now? I don't want to have to ask anybody to help me because it feels gross. Like I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. And I told you, I think I wrote therapeutically to your team. I'm like,
you did.
I'm like, you know, I want to be the giver in relationships. I love to give. I don't like to ask. I don't like to take. And you know what this was? It was fear. It was a lot of things. A, pride. You know, I can ask. I can do it myself. Not really. I knew I couldn't. But number two, control.
Yeah.
I don't want to have people reject me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So like,
oh yeah.
If I don't ask for someone's help, they never said no.
Yep.
So I mean, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on, but finally you busted me and everyone did on a Friday. The whole team did, like your team, my team, you all did. But here's what did you say? You said you're robbing people of tell that line.
Well, you're robbing people of the joy of being there for you and mm-hmm. helping you. You know, Carrie, it would be one thing if you were a taker, because then you surround yourself with people that are also takers. But you are a giver, which means that naturally by who you are, you attract in people that are like you. So naturally you have attracted in an audience and colleagues that are givers. And it wow. is, you know this because you are a giver. It feels so good. It gives you purpose. It gives you meaning and fulfillment when you can give to somebody. And if I came to you and said, Carrie, man, this means so much to me. I'm doing this book and this book is going to change lives. It's going to help people in this way. And I need help getting it out. And is there any way that you would be willing to help me? You would be like, not only am I going to help you, but I'm going to construct this thing. I'm going to build this army. I'm going to do this billboard and we're going to have an event and it's going to be amazing. Like that's who you are, which means that the people around you would want to give to you and it's going to fill them up. And if it doesn't, if somebody has randomly come into your network that really is a taker disguised in giver clothing, then they're just not going to respond, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be an a-hole about it. They're going to just ignore you. And that tells you something about your network. And it's like, you don't have to end the relationship over it, but now you know, because you asked. But the not asking, the not knowing is so much worse, because then we build this story in our heads of what if this, what if that? And we always think of 82 worst case scenarios that feel awful to ultimately protect us, right? It's like a biological survival mechanism inside of us. But it's like none of that stuff comes true anyway. So the last thing I'll say is like, if you get off self and think, how can I position it so that the person I'm asking for help from wins and whatever I need them to do, how can I get them to be the hero? How can I get their message out through what I'm doing? So if you show up in service, it helps everybody. It gives them the opportunity to give to you. You're giving back to them. Then you're one-upping each other. Now it's like the Carrie and Amber show where we're in competition. We can give more. And it's great.
So now let's go to this page. We got about 7 minutes left. And I think this page is gold. When I saw your team build this, I said, oh my gosh, like there is so much psychology going on.
Why don't you talk about what you love about it?
Well, I'll tell you what I love about it is people don't want to go first. And that's partially the fear. Like there's no one there, you know, introducing your fellow unhackable influencers, no one, you know, and yet now we have people like the number one entrepreneur coach in the world. We have one of the number one real estate investor guys in the world. We have the queen of social media. You have Mark Batterson. You have all these people that they're saying, I know him. I read him. I know her, Jill Young. Oh, and then you want to be associated with these people. Why? Because they're amazing people. So the psychology of this is fantastic, but then you come down and like these people actually read the book. I love your team did these stars. Oh my gosh. I was like, that is so cool. No, I like that little stuff. And then you do an introduction, you know, and it's so powerful. So I'm not endorsing myself, folks. This is psychology. I'm not endorsing myself. She wrote this. I didn't write it. She wrote exactly what would make me shine. Thank you. And then I put a video of me in essentially telling the endorsers, look, it's tough for me to ask for help, but this isn't about me. And I talked about B1G1 and how we're giving back to people. And look, your family needs to become unhackable. And if you want clients that are going to continue to invest in your business, they need to become unhackable. So it's almost like I'm telling the influencers, by you promoting this book, you're actually helping your own business. And then these amazing, our team designed these, but you put them in this super cool scroll thing. And then these are the ways to help, different emails, different viral activities. And then, oh my gosh, folks, even if you have your own book launch, take these ideas and say, killer, but you explain for the people who don't know. And I know we got a hard stop in 4 minutes. What is swipe copy? What is sample social posts? What are graphics? And why would you put these as like a toolbox?
Well, if you ask people to promote your book, nobody can describe it better than you, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is people are busy. You want to set your people up for success. Don't make them write the email and design the graphics and, you know, think of what to say on social media. It also really increases your risk of them not following through if you make them do hard work. So you want to give them enough content and enough variety, especially in graphics. Don't just create one graphic, you know, have a variety for them, because what I might like and feel confident sharing on my social media or to my email list is different than somebody else, right? So having a little bit of variety, but that stays on brand, is going to be really important. Wow. And also allowing people the opportunity to do multiple posts, right? Don't just make one graphic and one social post. Make three, make five, and then maybe encourage them to see if they can, you know, drop three posts for you over the course of a few days, right? So just think bigger and set your people up for success. And when you're doing swipe copy, which is the sample emails and social media posts and graphics, don't forget to include a hashtag that is related to the book, and then also a tag. So it'd be like @carryoverrunner. Hashtag unhackable book or unhackable 2020, or it depends on whatever you want it to be. There's no wrong way to do it, but it's nice that you can have a hashtag and a tag included in a post so that on launch day, you can search that hashtag, you know, unhackable book, and you can see everybody's posts. And it's an easy way for you to comment, reply, and share and make people feel good and see who supported you. And it's also more buzzworthy that way, because other followers can go to that hashtag and see everything else that's going on. It's just more fun. So those are a few things to keep in mind.
Well, listen, this has been fantastic. And I know we're out of time, but next time we'll do some Q&A. There's a lot of people who are watching this saying, look at this person. I am going to launch my book. Now I'm going to give 10% to charity.
Oh, good.
You know? So there's lots of stuff here that's happening that we can't even catch up with, but it's so cool.
Well done.
All right, folks. Thank Amber. Go ahead. Say go Amber in the comments, because she's a words of affirmation person. And I like that. So great job, Amber. And we'll be in touch again very soon.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Take care. We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.